Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you want to know more, just email sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
That's the late, great Joe Cocker, Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker, bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with one of my heroes, Karen Kerrigan, president of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Folks, there's nobody works harder for you up on Capitol Hill and out in the, across the country in the States than Karen Kerrigan and her organization. Please join them, sbecouncil.org. You'll be glad you did, and you'll go to bed at night thinking, you're glad you're part of an organization that's working for you, even while you sleep. Karen, again, I can't tell you enough how proud I am of what you're doing. Ray Keating, your chief economist, and so many of the other folks there, and the partners that you join. Folks, there's nobody, no small business entity is more highly regarded across our government than the SBE Council. And that's a real accomplishment, Karen. I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you, Jim. You know, it's because of folks like you have been with us for so long and members of our organization and our terrific business owners and entrepreneurs who advocate for us, testify before Congress, write letters,
yep,
and are just very passionate. And I really think that's what makes us most effective is because we have such great
people behind you. You got people backing you.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about health care. This is something.
I got my rate increases.
Oh, I know it.
Wasn't
I know
cheap,
it.
Another 20%.
Since Obamacare went into force, my family's costs went up triple, and our coverage went down.
Yeah.
Thank you, President Obama.
Yeah.
But is it? And I'm so disgusted with John McCain. I ripped on him. I took a whole segment ripped on him about a month ago. John McCain with Collins, not Collins. Is it Collins out of Maine? Yeah, Collins out of Maine.
Yeah.
And what's his name out of Kentucky? I'm so disgusted with those guys, especially McCain. But is this thing gonna get resurrected? Could it come back? Could we make any progress with this thing, you think?
You know, one of the things that we talked to the White House about from the beginning is that the president, you know, there is some administrative authority that they have to improve, competitiveness in the market and do some things. So that was the executive order that he recently issued on health coverage. And essentially, it's directing the Department of Labor to look at association plans, which we support, and what they could do from an administrative perspective to make those a reality. Number two is changes that they can make on health reimbursement accounts. And I do think they have the power and the authority to make changes right away to allow if a business wants to offer an HRA, the business owner can also get that HRA,
mm-hmm,
and make them more attractive in the marketplace. And that would be huge for affordability and choice. And then the third thing is bringing back in a bigger way these limited short-term plans.
Right.
Those are very important from an affordability perspective. If people want to start new businesses, they at least have some type of coverage. And also for gig economy entrepreneurs,
right,
you know, who are working.
Well, it'll help people get off of COBRA, too.
Exactly. So, but, you know, I think we just, you know, the way people work, by 2027, 50% of the workforce will have been independent contractors. I mean, this is only going to change. People are going to move out of full-time work into gig economy work. So we need health coverage and other types of benefits that are going to reflect this type of mobility and the way people want to work.
Yep.
So this is going to take a few months because they got to go through the regulatory rigmarole, get comments.
But is Trump's steps, the action he's taking, is this putting pressure on Congress to do their thing?
Absolutely it is.
It is.
Yes, because he said,
it's making them look bad, isn't it?
It is.
They deserve it, every bit of it.
They do. And they've got to get rid of these Obamacare taxes. They have to, just from my perspective, gut the whole thing and allow the market and innovation to occur because these price increases, Jim, I know for my members, I know for myself, that this is going to undermine
small businesses hate Obamacare. Small businesses hate Obamacare as a sector. Well, and I'll tell you something else, Karen. I tell my audience this all the time, and they know this. No sector in the economy helped Trump get elected and Republicans get into the majority and maintain the majority more than the small business sector did. And if they don't perform for small business, I don't even want to think about what's going to happen.
Well, not only what happened politically, but also for the economy, right?
That's exactly right.
And that needs to be fueled going into 2018. So it's health care, tax relief, and regulatory reform. All those things need to continue now and going into 2018. So,
hey, Karen, great report today. I'm so proud of you for all the work you're doing. Keep up the good work and let us know what we can do to help. We'll come to Washington. We'll hold your coat, take the first punch, park cars, whatever you need.
Thank you, Jim. You're the best.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen. One of my heroes, a great American. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that we're not...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.